some areas of West Sahara, where the struggle is going there, the last real bastion of U.S. imperialism.
Thank you very much. To continue our work, remember, our promotion of work is going to be strongly emphasized in the People's Rally this evening.
Be prepared for testing, following up particularly. Commission. Brzezinski, the evil fascist who says nuclear war is not only acceptable but desirable, and makes a joke by turning away from reporters saying, I must go in now to make my genocidal plans. Thank you very much.
4,000.
Attention, attention. This should be given priority matter by administration at the highest levels. We should make it a point to give the storage tent on the hill immediate attention. The thing is a mess in anybody's eye. There's so much equipment being destroyed daily by the weather. The tent has fallen most of the way down, and there is much that has been absolutely uncrated and left in a heap. Some items are getting trampled in the mud. Others get rained on daily. Vital, expensive equipment being lost. Everywhere I looked up there, I saw piles of shit, waste, and rust. I remember the prices we paid for some of that equipment and how important it was to get it along with an extra, how to get it along with all the extra. I wonder how long it has been since anybody who cares anything about it has looked at the sick mess. Some parts of the tent has sagged down into an open crate of engine parts and now has several hundred gallons of water sitting on it. Some open crates are not covered at all. The extra parts to the big generator are a good example of how not to store equipment. If at all the styrofoam is in the weather, I saw a brand new agricultural machine opened up and getting rain into the rollers and gears. Other parts to it are kicking all over the place. Any of the 10 parts to this stuff left laying on the wet ground will rot fast. Crates full of material are getting wet and stinking. Grass is growing up around everything. Nature has a good chance of reclaiming all of the material that went into all that stuff that I've raised with sweat and blood.
Some areas of West Sahara, where the struggle is going there, the last real bastion of U.S. imperialism. Thank you very much. To continue our work, remember, our promotion of work is going to be strongly emphasized in the People's Rally this evening. Be prepared for testing, following up particularly.
Commission. Brzezinski, the evil fascist who says nuclear war is not only acceptable but desirable, and makes a joke by turning away from reporters saying, I must go in now to make my genocidal plans. Thank you very much.
4,000.
Attention, attention. This should be given priority matter by administration at the highest levels. We should make it a point to give the storage tent on the hill immediate attention. The thing is a mess in anybody's eye. There's so much equipment being destroyed daily by the weather. The tent has fallen most of the way down, and there is much that has been absolutely uncrated and left in a heap. Some items are getting trampled in the mud. Others get rained on daily. Vital, expensive equipment being lost. Everywhere I looked up there, I saw piles of shit, waste, and rust. I remember the prices we paid for some of that equipment and how important it was to get it along with an extra, how to get it along with all the extra. I wonder how long it has been since anybody who cares anything about it has looked at the sick mess. Some parts of the tent has sagged down into an open crate of engine parts and now has several hundred gallons of water sitting on it. Some open crates are not covered at all. The extra parts to the big generator are a good example of how not to store equipment. If at all the styrofoam is in the weather, I saw a brand new agricultural machine opened up and getting rain into the rollers and gears. Other parts to it are kicking all over the place. Any of the 10 parts to this stuff left laying on the wet ground will rot fast. Crates full of material are getting wet and stinking. Grass is growing up around everything. Nature has a good chance of reclaiming all of the material that went into all that stuff that I've raised with sweat and blood. Will rust and dissolve and turn to dust. I don't think a simple meeting to discuss this will solve anything. I do not think something has to be done. I do think something has to be done immediately, and I'm so... of Dyer, now two nations, summit meeting again in Kinshasa, in an attempt to reconcile all differences. Natural arrived in the city with 97 member delegations. And repeated military invasion to the region. A reconciliation of Dyer could lead to all sorts of new alliances and coalitions. It was considered a breakthrough that was brought about, as you know, by the People's Republic.
Very much.
Soviet of the Congo. They opened, you know, the vital Benguela, C-E-N-T-U-L-A radio. Smith threatened. Prime Minister Smith, Leon Smith, has threatened to invade and destroy Zambia and Mozambique as they initiated other policies in an attempt to rally support for the troubled government after receiving the lift of arms ban and aid ban by our U.S. Congress that ought to cause us to hang our heads in shame because it's their planes, our planes, U.S. planes, that do it everywhere. Smith is in an address to nations, an address to nations that is imposed, avoiding a form of restrictive martial law, promised to liquidate internal groups associated with the liberation fighters and invade the two neighboring countries with the South Africa to bring the guerrilla forces to surrender. The Soviet Union responded that they would equip Zambia and Mozambique completely. There are plenty such actions to the place. Well, always more moves. The Nazis moved south. The South African Minister of Sports and National Education has announced that the South African white South Africans will survive because they are descendants of the Nazi race. The Minister, Dr. Pret Kornhoff, said as long as God wills it, we have a wonderful future because we are descendants of the German race. Kornhoff received a PhD in anthropology from Oxford and is one of the leaders of the fascist regime that we supported with our tax dollars to the tune of $1 billion this year. Not to mention another $11 billion pouring into the Union of South Africa by the multinational corporate giants of U.S. capital. Prince Warren Scott, Crown Prince...
Simple reason, from the front gate to the north or the south field, there's bananas. Up and down both sides of the road, all our new fields that we have, and the weeding is going to take the biggest part of maintenance. He asked if we can spray for the weeds. This is a herbicide to kill out the weeds. And a banana is a weed in itself. It's a banana. We call it a banana tree, but it is a large growing grass. It's what it is. It is not a tree.
We can see the full scope of what's going on, okay? And then we can...